Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you need assistance in discovering what you truly want in your life? Are you feeling unhappy and stuck and are clueless how to change that heavy feeling? The Laura Longley Show delivers powerful ways to work through common problems and stuck points. This fun and unique weekly show invites some of the most creative and transformative practitioners and authors, hypnotherapists, EFT practitioners, acupuncturists, and astrologers, among others, to activate your wildest dreams. Get ready to tune in to be more of who you truly are. Laura and her guests will take your calls and help you bring your brilliance to a greater brightness. Get ready to snap to a whole new level in your life with joy leading the way. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness for good. Now, here is your host, Laura Longley.
Good morning. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience ways to get unstuck and live an inspired life full of meaning, purpose, and happiness. Each week on The Laura Longley Show, we have some of the most gifted speakers, practitioners, and authors helping you to make authentic and lasting changes in your life. My guest today is Sally Marks, author of Erase Negativity and Embrace the Magic Within, a book filled with stories of change, how people overcame their difficulties and changed their life for the good. Sally will be sharing how to embrace your positivity with some of the exercises that she has in the book. And she's also going to be giving away a free copy of the ebook later in the hour. So be sure and stay tuned for that. On Facebook today, we are doing 30, well, not just today, all month, we're doing 30 days of gratitude. And with that, I am sharing tips and tools and practices that will help you get unstuck through gratitude. And today we're talking about what if you woke up tomorrow with only the things you gave thanks for today. So come and join us on Facebook. My page is The Laura Longley Show, and share what you would want to have tomorrow so you're going to give thanks for today. And I just want to remind you that since it's Monday, the last 15 minutes of the show, we'll be doing the call-in tarot readings and intuitive coaching. So if you have a problem or an issue that you could use a little insight or guidance with today, then write down the number and get ready to call in at 45 minutes past the hour. And the call-in number is 800-930-2819. So write that down. Not time to call yet, but in about 45 minutes. Well, let me go ahead and introduce Sally to you. In addition to being an author, Sally is the president of Marks Public Relations, a public relations agency specializing in the promotion of small businesses. The award-winning journalist, comedy writer, screenwriter, and playwright graduated with honors from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University and has published numerous articles and stories in local, regional, and national publications. Let's welcome Sally Marks to the Laura Longley Show. Hi, Sally.
Hi, Laura. Happy to be with you today.
Well, I'm happy to have you here, too, especially as we're going to be talking about how to get rid of negativity and embrace the positive and be happier in the process.
A good place to start.
It absolutely is. So, you know, so maybe a good place to start is to start talking about how you came to write this book, because you are not what we call a helping professional. Your job is not a therapist or a hypnotherapist or a counselor of any sort. And so how did you come to write this book about erasing negativity?
Well, I was talking to my co-author and friend Jackie, and we're both big fans of self-help books, The Secret and The Law of Attraction, and we're talking about how they had helped us in our life, and then the conversation shifted to people we knew who were in terrible emotional pain and very negative because of it, and we wondered, well, what about someone like that? You know, what they can't just simply embrace some of these positive messages. And we started talking and thought, you know, there needs to be some sort of a primer or read this first book that could help them erase their negativity. Because we thought, well, if they're going to be embraced, entrenched in negativity, there's no way they're going to go on and enjoy an optimistic message. And so we thought there needed to be a starting point, or maybe even people that aren't horribly negative, but just they don't know where to start.
Right.
And so it started from that phone conversation, and then it was kind of interesting that we said, one of us said something to the effect of, well, they need to erase negativity. And at that moment, simultaneously, both Jackie and I got goosebumps. And we thought, wow. And I have hairy arms, so the hair on my arm stood straight up. Jackie's arms aren't so hairy, I don't think. But that was like a little antenna, you know, a little hairy arm antenna saying, you know, that we were the ones that needed to write this book.
Right.
And it was especially, I think, difficult for Jackie, who is not a writer. I'm at least a journalist. I've you know, writing is my profession, and I had friends for years say, why don't you write a self-help book? You've read everyone on the planet. But I said, no, I want to write comedy. But it was really a calling. We felt that after that conversation, it was something that we really needed to do. And so we wanted a different kind of book, you know, not so much an academic book, but more of a kind of like the friendly advice you would call your favorite aunt or your best friend, and, you know, like how to, you know, a few little simple steps. So
right.
It all came from that.
Well, and one of the things that I really like about this book, the format of it is a little different than your typical self-help book, because I've read my share of self-help books in my lifetime as well, so I know what you're talking about. And what you guys chose to do, which I think is really interesting and really very helpful in certain ways, is each chapter starts with someone's story, a real person's story of how they were in a not great situation, and through erasing negativity and embracing the magic within, that they were able to come out the other side of it. And I love that, because I find it at least to be very helpful to know, okay, I am not the only one who suffers with this. I'm not the only one experiencing this bad place. And so I'm curious about how you came up with the idea to do the book in that way.
Well, I think that really people learn best by example. Like, we all like reality TV, and we love other people's stories. We are, I mean, really a writer is a storyteller, and that's one of the reasons why, even though I'm not a counselor or a psychiatrist, but I am a storyteller, and that is how we as a species of human beings have evolved over many, many years, is from, you know, around the campfire, whatever the stories. But in our way, it's one thing when you want to erase negativity, it's a little hard. You have to look at yourself and, you know, and nobody wants to do this, do that. You know?
No, we don't.
It's like, you know, I got no people and my boss and my children and my relatives telling me that without me doing it. But at least kind of sneaking the message in by a real story of real people that have suffered. We tried to reach a broad range of people that we thought would, you know, different ethnicities, different religions, different ages, both men and women, so that somewhere, somehow, almost anybody could read at least one chapter and think, okay, I can identify with this, and this person, you know, was able to overcome it. And the big line in my heart that I wanted is someone to say, if they can do it, I can do it.
Yes.
And that was kind of the magic theme for me. And so I am very honest. I tell people this is not an academic book. I know a few statistics, but I didn't use any of them in the book. I tell people I hate numbers. Ask me how to spell a word. Don't ask me how to add anything up or divide or subtract. But that's why. I think stories are what unite us and how we learn the best. And if nothing else, they're very compelling stories, and they're all true. Some of the names have been changed, but all the people in the 11 chapters are real people.
And I love that they are all true, because I think that it, you know, if we don't believe that this really happened to someone, then it is hard for us to identify with it.
Oh, absolutely. And they're not famous people for the most part, because I think sometimes then that becomes a little too detached from who we might meet. Because, you know, we've heard stories about Edison or other
right.
Disney and that. But I think that we sometimes think, well, that's okay for them. But that's not my life. That's not my problem. And with these are just regular folks that you're going to see at the, you know, on your block or in the grocery store or run into that. And that's what we wanted.
Well, and the other thing that I love about the format of the book is that in each chapter, at the end, after the story is told, you have exercises for people to do that are related to that particular story. So if they see themselves in that story, then here are some things you can do under the category of erasing negativity and also under the category of embracing magic.
Yeah, I do think, even though I love stories, I do think that a little bit of a useful format, you know, something
yep.
that ties in, that because, you know, you don't want to be too subtle about it, but then you don't want to be in your face. But yes, and there's simple things that anybody could do. You know, I didn't tell anybody, you know, become an Ironman athlete, you know, even though I'm sure that works really well for a lot of people. Certainly, I'm not one of my nephew is one, but, you know, I'm never, I don't think even in my best day. But I wanted anybody could pick it up and probably do any of these. Nothing is that difficult. The difficulty is in being consistent and seeing it through as
right.
pretty much anything.
Well, very true. That's the difficulty with anything is to make it an ongoing practice for ourselves. Exactly. Well, it's time for us to head into our first break. And when we come back, I want to talk some more about some of the specifics in the book. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at TheLauraLongleyShow.com. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, if I can talk by then, that Sally will share some of the specifics from the book with us. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Are you interested in learning about how to add more eco-conscious living into your life? Amy Tuwillis, broker and owner of Rhino Roz Realty, is dedicated to helping people buy and sell healthy homes. She strives to educate people on incorporating more green features into your environment. Rhino Roz Realty wants to be a resource before, during, and after a transaction. Whether someone is buying or selling a single-family home, multifamily, condo, or investment property, Rhino Roz can provide the service and knowledge that is needed to make informed decisions. For a free market analysis or more information about greening your home, contact Amy at rhinoroz.com, RHINOROZ.com, or call 206-508-1250. Rhino Roz Realty, charging on your behalf in the Northwest.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
The Divine Divas Radio Show with Patricia Iris Cairns and co-host Cheryl Angela is dedicated to being love in action and joy in jumping into the next new paradigms for humanity. Divine Divas Radio is evolutionary, revolutionary, and soul-empowered, sharing insights of hope, love, and joy every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join the Divas and evolutionary visionaries each week as we step into the new era of oneness and peace together. And visit DivineDivasRadio.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk. the world is having.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
It's a beautiful day.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show. My guest today is Sally Marks, author of Erase Negativity and Embrace the Magic Within. And before we talk anymore, I want to make sure that everybody knows how to find the book and find Sally. So, Sally, can you share that information for listeners?
Certainly. The people that like to Google, if they put Sally Marks and Erase Negativity, there'll be several things that pop up. Also, erasenegativity.com is my website. I have a blog, erasenegativity.blogspot.com, and Facebook. And guess what that's called?
Oh, imagine that. Erase Negativity.
Negativity. Those are the great buzzwords for you, and they should be able to find me. And then on the website, I think, has my email and phone number, and so they can call or shoot me.
And how can they get the book? Is the book only available in ebook format?
No. There's a paperback book as well. You can get it through Amazon. There are some bookstores throughout the U.S. that some of those are listed on the website, or Barnes and you can order it through Barnes and Noble.
Okay.
Not all of them have them, but yeah.
But through the regular channels, they can
the
find that.
The regular channels, yes.
Yeah, very good. So, in our pre-interview conversation, it got me thinking about some of this stuff around negativity and optimism. And I've always identified myself as an optimist. And I know that I sometimes get dinged by people because, there's that fine line that people perceive between being an optimist and being in denial about reality. And what do you say about that?
I tell people that I think it's important to not be in denial, but the thing is it, most negativity is a matter of what you focus on. And you can focus on something that's negative, or you can focus on something that's positive. And so it's sometimes just making that shift from what you focus on. And I think that is the key. I never tell people, things like, jump off the building, and if I think I'm not going to get hurt, that's certainly
right, yes.
Not the case. But we do have the ability to what we focus on. And so I tell people, optimism is nothing more than focusing on using your creativity to find something positive out of every situation. And we all want to think that we're creative. Maybe not everybody wants to be positive, but I've never heard a person say, well, I don't want to be creative.
Right.
I mean, we all think we're creative. So it's using that part of our brain, think, this really stinks, but I'm going to really work on trying to learn something from it or get something out of it. So it's much more creative to be optimistic than pessimistic, because the pessimists really think, this is going to fail. There's no choices.
Right.
That's just it. And I think, that really stinks. So why not use that creativity and create something positive out of it? So it's not denial. It's whether opening up your options, basically.
Well, and what just occurred to me as you were saying that is that it really gives us back the power. Because what you said about negativity, I mean, there's only one option, right? Failure. And with positivity or optimism, then it gives us back the power to choose what direction we want things to go.
Absolutely. Sometimes it's a little tough to own up to our own stuff. I'm not saying that that's easy,
but yeah.
It is more empowering, and it gives us a lot more options than blaming, a situation that cannot be changed.
And it really is reminding me, too, you know, this month, a lot of us are very focused on gratitude because it's the month of Thanksgiving. And I know that on my own Facebook page, as well as quite a few others that I've seen, we're focusing on doing gratitude each day. And to me, it's the same idea. You know, you can always find something to be thankful for. You can always find something positive in any situation.
Yeah, and there's really nothing like losing something to the old, doesn't it always seem to go, you don't know what you got till it's
right,
gone.
Right, right.
But trying to, you're right, focus. I tell people, I remember one time I was on a radio show, and they were asking everyone what they were grateful for. And I had just been camping for a few weeks, and I was very grateful for flushing toilets. This is not something I would normally think twice about,
right?
Except that after that, in a shower, a good long hot shower is like, oh, yay.
Exactly. Well, and, you know, today the theme on my Facebook page is, you know, what would you miss tomorrow if you lost everything you didn't give thanks for today? And it's all those kinds of things, right? And for me, one of the things that's been up for me in the past week is electricity, because they're doing renovations in my apartment building. And four times in the past week, my breaker has flipped where I didn't have power in half of my unit. And so, you know, it's one of those things. Yeah, you don't even notice that you have electricity until you don't.
Yes.
Yeah. And how many things that I cannot do without that electricity.
But how interesting that it was just half of your unit. So there would, you had the good and the bad in the same place.
Right. Yeah. Unfortunately, it was the half where it was the kitchen and living room, dining room. The bedroom and bathroom were fine.
Well, maybe that was the message, take a rest.
Yeah. Well, that's true, too. I could look at the message in that, couldn't I? So I'm curious, you know, with writing this book and, you know, coming up with some practices and exercises for each story that you tell, what are some of the practices that you feel are some of the most powerful ones?
I tell people that if nothing else, if they just do three tips that I believe are in the first chapter, and I also have on YouTube where they can see my face mugging for the camera to say these exact same ones, so I'm a bit of a rubber face, three things. This one is just to be aware of what you're thinking, you know, because really it boils down to thoughts and speech and actions. And this is the one statistic that I do throw out there, is the average person has 65,000 thoughts a day, and 95% are negative.
Yes.
Which is a huge number. So I used to tell people, just take a little bit of time, or take my word for it, so you don't have to aggravate yourself by trying to count your negative thoughts in a few minutes. Because I used to take on the YouTube, I'd tell them, take a rubber band, but then somebody took me to task and said, that's not a good idea, and like snap it whenever you have one. But then it's like, ouch, that's not good. That's negative.
But it does create awareness.
It does, and it may be a welt. but really, just, you know, thinking. So the first of any kind of, you know, whether you're in recovery or whatever, it's just aware that there's a problem. Because if you don't think there's a problem, obviously you're not going to do anything about it. So just becoming aware of your thoughts. And once you realize, yeah, you know, I could improve that, and then taking the next step, and that's what I call erase and replace, where you erase kind of the predominant negative thought, because you can't really get rid of thoughts, but just try to turn it into something more positive.
Right.
And then the third one, which people do give me a hassle about, but I've read it a million times, and that is to smile, especially when you don't want to. I tell people when
yes.
you're feeling negative, you know, maybe go into the bathroom, take a look in the mirror, and force that smile
yep.
for 1 minute. And the very irony of smiling when you don't want to usually makes me laugh, and so I'll laugh. But also the endorphins kick in,
mm-hmm.
and whether it's sincere or not, and then hopefully it gets to the point where you're is sincere, is, you know, you will see an improvement. So it boils down to basically being aware of your thoughts, eventually your speech and your actions, and erase and replace and smile. And if people did those three things, of course, I want them to read the book and get more tips. But I tell people, if you can just do that, you'll be so ahead of the game.
Well, and, you know, it's interesting because we talked about the smiling thing on the show about a month ago. And I've known for some time that, yeah, I mean, there really is a physiological response that we get when we smile, whether we feel like smiling or not. And the other thing that we talked about was that this idea of mirror neurons. So if I smile at you, even if you don't smile back at me, your body still reacts as if you did. And so I wonder if we smile at ourselves in the mirror, if that happens.
I think so. I think there's so many things that probably eventually science will catch on to that has about the energetic field. But I know when my kids were little, we used to play a game in the dark and where we would turn off the light, you know, usually if my husband would go out of town or something.
Right.
And we would guess whether the person was smiling or not. And we were amazingly accurate.
Wow.
And we really couldn't see it. And so I think there really is something to it.
Yeah.
So and we'll learn, I'm sure, more about that. And I think there is a lot. But even if you don't want to, if you really have trouble, I think one of the other tips is, you know, rent a funny movie.
Right.
Do things that will make you laugh.
Well, in these days, we can just go to YouTube. And for me, it's funny animal clips, right? That always makes me laugh.
I like to watch those every day, or babies. I'm a big
YouTube, oh, yeah.
Looking at the babies talking to each other or doing funny things, and or just favorite silly movies. It doesn't have to be a big academic process,
right?
But you know, whatever it takes to make a person smile or laugh, you know. But if nothing else, if you even just force yourself to do it, you will feel better.
Yeah.
So yes, those are the first. Those are, I think, probably the most important. But there's many others. But those are real simple. I don't think anybody would be at a problem doing.
Right.
All three of those. Well,
and I do also want to highlight what you said about the one statistic that you use, because the thing about that, naturally, if we don't do anything about it, such a high percentage of our thoughts are negative. I hope that that's comforting for people who are starting to look at their own negativity. It's not about you being a bad person and being negative. This is how we were built. And we can do something about it to make it better, but don't blame yourself for being negative, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Yes, I think that's an important point. And I think that probably, and this is one of my Sallyisms, I call them, my thought on why something might be something without any data to back it up.
Right, right.
But I think back when we were, you know, evolving as human beings, it was probably very important to have a lot of a negative perception, because you would fall off. But, you know, kind of like
right,
that movie.
Safety.
You've seen that cartoon the Croods?
No.
Where it's a cartoon family, they're cavemen, and the dad is always worried, you know, oh, it's bad out there, stay in the cave, because, you know, they could fall off a cliff.
Right.
They could get eaten by a woolly mammoth.
Right.
There were so many things to worry about. It was probably a protective thing, but we don't really need to be that vigilant and stuck in negativity. It might have served a useful purpose at one point, and I think to some extent we need a little bit of that. Like I said, don't jump off the building.
Right,
so,
right.
You know, when I drive, I just anticipate that people might do something.
Exactly.
But don't beat yourself up, because that is basic. You're right. I think how we're built. But the good news is we can do something and make a little, even if we just changed 5%. I mean, that's still pretty significant.
So on that note, it's time for us to take another break. And when we come back, Sally's going to give away a copy of her ebook. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Are you ready to give your home a fresh look but don't want to do the work? Help is a phone call away. Kathy's Handy is a full-service general contracting company specializing in home improvement, remodeling, and repairs. Kathy's Handy are specialists in kitchens, baths, fireplace makeovers, and finished carpentry, And they partner with other amazing specialty subcontractors needed to complete any job. Friendly, energetic, and dependable, with an impeccable reputation to get the job done while keeping you as comfortable as possible during the transformation of your home, is the hallmark of Kathy's Handy. Call Kathy now for a free estimate. 206-715-8126. That's 206-715-8126. And visit kathyshandy.com for a complete view of possibilities for your home.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show. My guest today is Sally Marks, author of Erase Negativity and Embrace the Magic Within. And we're going to give away a free ebook of Sally's book right now to the first caller at 800-930-2819. So if you want a copy of the book with all the stories and the exercises in it, 800-930-2819. So let's see. Where do we want to go now? An exercise in the book, Sally, that you feel like has been impactive to you personally?
To be honest, they all have. At one point or another, you know, because I'm, even though I wrote or co-wrote a self-help book, I'm like anyone else. I have my moments of darkness. And so I think for me, the first chapters I've talked about, but actually all of them, I have done all of these tips, and so has Jackie, my co-author.
Right.
And so, you know, I didn't think it would be fair. That's why I said I purposely didn't put the Iron Man stuff in there.
Yeah.
And I'm a little bit on the lazy side, so I wanted to pick easy stuff. You know, change is hard, so you don't want it to be any harder than it needs to be.
Right.
So I pick easy tips, but not the change. So I think all of them, and just depending on different times and things mm-hmm. that are, you know, like the smile in the mirror is easy, but let's say your best friend dies, that's probably not the best tip for that.
Exactly.
You know, you might have to go with something, you know, a little different. So, but yes, I think I've used them all, and they have, and same thing with Jackie, and they've all been helpful. And I don't think I mentioned gratitude in the book. I think that was a serious omission on my part. Or maybe it's in there and I forgot. But I think that's another one that, that you had mentioned.
Yes.
Is on your Facebook, and that's vital. I think really having that, and it is something I do every day. I try to do it even before my feet hit the ground. When I wake up in the morning, unless I really have to go to the bathroom bed or something, but is that gratitude? Because you really need to make a shift. And that's really what being positive is about. It's just shifting.
Right. Because
what does it take?
It is all about our thoughts. And, you know, I've talked about this on the show before, and maybe people are tired of hearing it, but I think it's worth saying again. And that is, no matter what happens to us or happens in our lives, whether we view it as positive or negative is all about what we tell ourselves about it. There is no intrinsic positive or negative in a given event.
Yes, it's all about, you know, how we see it. And you know, it's an easy thing to say, and sometimes it's a hard thing to learn.
Oh, absolutely.
But in retrospect, you know, we don't get stronger by having an easy way of it.
Right. Right.
And at the time, I remember, I'm Buddhist, and I remember these Japanese ladies, and we chant Nam-myoho-renge-kyo, and I would tell them, oh, I had this problem, and something bad happened, and they'd say, congratulations, you've got reason to chant, you know. And, oh, it was years I hated that, but now I think, you know, that really was what stirred the pot enough to make me make the change to be a happier person. But I have to admit, when I first heard it, it was like I had to really grit my teeth.
Yeah. I can understand that. Well, and the other thing related to that I wanted to say was, isn't there a Buddhism saying that something like your enemy is your greatest teacher or something like that?
Yes.
Yeah, because the people that we have the most difficulty with and where we struggle the most that's where we have the most to learn.
And what is ironic, and I remember it was another Buddhist lady that taught me this too, it's this part, I think it's very perceptive, but very painful, and often that is a reflection of something inside of us.
Yes, and that is
and
very painful.
And that's a little tough, but, but you know, you have two things you can do about it. You can just let it stay inside and fester and be aggravated about it, or do some of the internal work and think, okay, you know, what am I going to do about this?
Right.
But yes, you're right. Your enemies are your greatest teacher. In the case of a writer, you can always have a little bit of naughty revenge and your villain. Cynthia Hamilton was nasty to me in grade school and junior high and high school, and she is the villain in almost all of them. And Cynthia, if you're listening today, that's what you get. But you taught me so I have a bad Cynthia in almost all my stories.
That's funny.
In fact, I even have a T-shirt that says, be careful or you'll wind up being in one of my novels or something like that. But no, you're thinking, of course, in the changing of yourself.
Right, exactly.
And that is true.
Well, and I want to talk a little bit, too, about, you know, you said, well, you know, the smile exercise, if your best friend just died, that's maybe not the right tool. And, you know, I do want people to hear that being positive or being optimistic does not mean that we don't have emotions like sadness or anger. And we need to be able to feel those emotions and not just try and switch them to positive either. We need to be able to process them through. It's perfectly normal to feel sad and grieve when someone you care about dies. But what we don't want is we don't want our brain to get in this place of, it's so terrible they died, I'll never be able to make it without them. You know, telling ourselves all the negative things about them dying. Would you agree with that, Sally?
Yes. And in fact, when we wrote the book, the first chapter, and I had some reservations about making that the lead chapter, because it is a sad story about a woman who loses her only son. And it's, I think, a little longer than some of the other chapters. But this was a woman who had terrible pain. She didn't just get over it by smiling in the mirror.
Right.
And a lot of that was, you know, working through it. And in her case, it did take a long time. But she worked through it, and she did some journaling. And everything, you know, it is okay. We are meant to experience different emotions. What's different is where you choose. choose to what we say marinate.
Right.
Where are you cooking a lot of the times? And if you're staying stuck in a place, then that's maybe some time to look at it. But no, some of the people that, you know, you ask them, you know, how are you feeling? And they're just constantly always happy. I have to really wonder about that. But, because we were meant to have different emotions. But,
right.
But you just don't want to stay stuck, you know, for
right.
too long. You know, and that's all different depending on each person. You know, you're not going to get over the death of a spouse as quickly as you are somebody cutting you off in traffic.
Right.
So I think that is important. And I think a lot of people that don't want to be optimistic will disparage those and say, well, you know, it's not realistic. Well, no, you still have to live. You still have emotions. I mean, we're meant to experience them all. It's
yes.
just where we choose to marinate.
Right. And put our focus, which you talked about earlier, where we choose to put our focus as well.
Yeah.
Well, we're coming down to the end of our time together, and I'd love for you to share once again for listeners where they can find you and where they can find the book.
Okay. Well, again, just remember those magic words, erase negativity, and erasenegativity.com. Blog is erasenegativity.blogspot.com. And you can Google Sally Marks, Erase Negativity, and we're on Barnes & Noble, Amazon. And there's a list of some bookstores, including, I think, one in your area where they could get the book. Or they can just contact me if they want an autographed copy. And through the website, I believe there is my email and phone number, and they can reach me. I'm not that hard to find if they want to.
You're not hiding.
Nope.
Well, good. I'm glad. We like to be out in the open and not hiding. Well, Sally, thanks so much for coming on the show. It's really been a great conversation, and I know that people will get some little tidbits around how to start shifting their negativity.
Well, thank you. It's been a joy to be on.
Great. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I'll take your calls for tarot readings or intuitive coaching. So if you have a problem or issue where you'd like some insider guidance, the time to call in is now. And remember, the tarot does not predict the future. It just helps you know where to focus to get through your issue most easily. So the call-in number is 800-930-2819. You can call right now, 800-930-2819. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of Call In Talk Radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been there, done that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Get your shift together with Dr. Joe Dispenza and Greg Braden Saturday, November 16th, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Seattle Center for Spiritual Living for this collaboration between two of the most inspiring teachers, highlighting their unique paths as they explore the latest scientific studies and how this information can empower you during this critical period of our history. Making a difference in the world starts with you. To register, go to joedispenza.com/events. That's joedispenza.com/events.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance
TBDA has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show. My guest today was Sally Marks, author of Erase Negativity and Embrace the Magic Within. And you can find out all about the book and Sally at erasenegativity.com. Some other ways to get help with moving forward in your life when you're feeling stuck. On Facebook, you can find my page, The Laura Longley Show. And today and all of November, we're doing 30 days of gratitude, and I'm sharing tips, tools, and practices to help you get unstuck and live an inspired life through gratitude. And today we're talking about what if you woke up tomorrow with only the things you gave thanks for today. So join us and share your thoughts about that. You can also find me on Twitter, Laura Longley, SHO, and of course, always at thelauralongleyshow.com. Well, we've got lots of callers waiting for readings, so we're going to dive right in.
We can drive, too.
Yeah,
that's where most of them are right now.
Okay. So who do we have, Benny?
Sure, let's bring on Cynthia, who's driving around probably in Seattle. So, Cynthia, welcome to the show.
Hi, Cynthia.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How about you?
Very good. Thank you.
So what can I help you with?
Well, I was just looking for a reading. I'm kind of concerned about some health issues.
Okay.
And that's it.
All right. So what I'm going to do, the way I do these little quick ones on the air, is I just draw one card and I usually ask a question around the issue. So what I'm going to say, the question I'm going to ask is, what does Cynthia need to know in order to have the best positive outcome for her health? Is that what you want to hear?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Very good. Let me just shuffle for a moment here so we can make sure the exact right card comes that we need. I guess even if I didn't shuffle, I believe that the right card would come. So anyway, okay. So what we have is the four in the major arcana, which is the Emperor. And the Emperor is about personal power and leadership. So what I think that this means in your situation is that you need to take charge of your health.
Okay.
Does that resonate for you?
Yes, it does. Very much so.
Okay, good. So that's just then, you know, confirming for you that you need to be in charge. You need to be the one deciding what you want to do about it. And you can take advice and input from other people, but you are the decision maker.
Okay. Okay. That makes sense.
Great. Very good. Anything else?
No, just wondering if there are some changes coming up.
Okay. So I don't predict the future.
Oh, okay. That's right.
but what I can ask is, let's see, how can I put this? What does Cynthia need to know about the stability in her life right now? And let's see what we get with that kind of a question.
Okay.
All right. So what I have is the Lovers, which is the six in the major arcana. And the Lovers, you might not be surprised to hear, are about partnership and working with others and about love. So does that connect for you in possible changes in your life? It doesn't need to be a lot, you know, like a love partner relationship that it's talking about. It can be any type of relationship that it's talking about.
Okay. Okay. I can connect that with something that is going to be coming up.
Okay. So, yeah, so it might mean that you're going to be partnering with someone to achieve something in your life. It might be that you're deciding to unpartner with someone to move on your own.
Okay, that makes sense.
Okay, very good.
All right.
Thank you, Cynthia.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Awesome. See, just like that. It's just easy. Simple, simple, simple. We'll go take Molly now, and she's calling in from Seattle. Molly, welcome to the show.
Hi, Molly.
Hi. Hello. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet. What's going on for you?
My question is around, I've been considering welcoming a pet into my home.
Uh-huh.
I have a lot of doubts about that. I'm curious to see what a card would read for.
Okay. So do you mind sharing a little bit about what your doubts are about?
I actually am not a huge fan of having a pet around the house, and mostly didn't grow up with them and have been encouraged to get one many times. So,
So my question that I'm going to be asking is, what does Molly need to know about getting a pet and where
cool,
do you need
that would be great.
Where do you need to focus on making that decision? Okay, so, I love this. it's the Two of Discs, which is change. And discs is the suit of the physical world, the real world, the material world. And so it's about change in your physical circumstances or your physical world. And so to me, that's really encouraging you to make that change and have a pet that you've never had before.
Yeah. Okay.
So say a little bit about what your doubts are beyond just that you've never done it before.
One of the doubts is I'm not working right now, which is a good time for a pet, but I have some concerns about being financially ready for, you know, taking on the extra expense when it's a cost issue. And the other is I have some concerns about being available enough for
being tied to it.
Yeah.
So why have people suggested you might want to get a pet?
Why? I don't know why. I think that pet lovers are pet lovers and want everyone to be pet lovers.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, my thought is that the change card did come up, and that to me that says that there would be value in you making that change in your life, and that the things that you're focused on around your doubts and concerns will be outweighed by the joy you get from having a pet.
Great. That's what I was thinking. Okay, great.
Great. Thank you, Molly.
Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye. And I think that's all the time we have today to do readings, because I actually have to do some talking about other things before we close out the show. But thank you so much to the callers, both Cynthia and Molly. And I really appreciate the opportunity to talk with people who are listeners and help you with your issues. So thank you so much for calling in. And also thank you to the other callers who didn't get an opportunity to do the reading today. But there will be another chance, not next week, because the second Monday of the month, I do not do the show, but the Monday after that, you'll get an opportunity. Actually, the Monday after that will be a whole hour of doing readings. So the third Monday, that's the time to be sure and call in when we have a little bit more time to spend on doing those readings. Let's see, where am I going? Where am I going? So where we're going now is we are closing out the show, and I really want to thank my guest today, Sally Marks, for her great perspective on shifting negativity, erasing negativity, and replacing it with positivity. I think that this is a message that all of us need to hear, and I especially related to her saying, it's not always easy to look at ourselves, and this is something for myself right now where I have an issue where it's not so easy to look at it, but I know that I need to. So her book is a really great resource for helping you start to make that shift to positivity. And I want to thank all of you for tuning in to the Laura Longley Show. I had a great time. Please join me every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on KKNW in Seattle, WBLQ in Rhode Island, or transformation.com, transformationradio.com. Okay, let me start again. TransformationTalkRadio.com. And every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central, and 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tomorrow at 1 p.m. on The Laura Longley Show, I'll be talking with Mystic Pete, Peter Ludwig, about sex and mysticism. Now, that sounds like an intriguing title. Peter's a mystic, and we'll also be taking your calls for readings. So please join us live. Have a great day, and I'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Tune in each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time, and on KKNW every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, and everywhere on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Laura and her friends as they help you create the life that you truly deserve. For more information about Laura, her services, and amazing tools, visit TheLauraLongleyShow.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Miracle to expand awareness and help me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
You know, each day I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia offers us in order to find our highest purpose. It offers that daily. I am held accountable for my goals to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, and I even wrote my first chapter after only 5 days of this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia. Call 978-302-0861.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.